An Indonesian military court has sentenced 7 members of the Indonesian military to prison for the murder of a Papuan independence leader. The sentences are likely to anger Papuan leaders. An Indonesian military court sentenced 4 Indonesian military officers and 3 soldiers to prison for terms ranging from 2 years to 3.5 years. The presiding officer said the court was convinced that the defendants had tortured independence leader Tais Eloway to death in November 2001. All 7 defendants are from Indonesia's elite special forces unit called Kopassus. The flamboyant Mr. Eloway was the leader of the Papua Presidium Council, a group set up to campaign for Papua's independence from Indonesia. Mr. Eloway and his driver were on their way home from dinner with military officers at a base in Papua Province when their car was ambushed. Officials say Mr. Eloway was strangled to death. His driver has not been seen since. Senior military officials say that the suspects were not ordered to kill Mr. Eloway. But some of Mr. Eloway's fellow independent supporters reject that claim. Willie Mandawin is with the Papua Presidium Council. He has said in the past that Mr. Eloway was assassinated by Indonesian authorities.
Tais Eloway has openly rejected the idea of integration with Indonesia, full and peaceful and democratic way, and there is no way to attract him to agree with Indonesian policy, and therefore the only way to bring down the pro-independence peaceful movement in Papua is to kill the leader.
While Monday's verdicts were a rare occasion in which members of Indonesia's powerful military have been held accountable for crimes, some rights activists are saying the sentences were too lenient. Located more than 2,000 kilometers east of the Indonesian capital, Papua Province has been the home of a simmering independence movement for more than 3 decades. At the heart of the fight is control over the province's abundant natural resources, including copper, gold, and forestry. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.